Oh, sorry. Can I wake you?
Oh, no, don't tell me.
Right, sir.
The parlour's frozen?
Absolutely solid.
How come?
Well, the sliding door wasn't quite closed.
Oh, you joke.
And the pipes hadn't been completely drained of rinse water.
That's not like Sam.
All the cows are in the collecting yard. But they're not going to get milk for at least the next hour. Can you open the lid of the arbor for me, please?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks. Even the so-called hot water system's frozen.
What?
It'd be a miracle if none of the pipes had burst.
I can't believe Sam would be so careless. What was he thinking of?
Well, he was thinking of his night out with Kirsty, of course. He was worrying about getting to Birmingham because the forecast was so bad for last night.
Anything I can do?
Yeah, can you pour the kettle into the bucket and then refill it?
Okay.
Thanks.
Did Sam come back last night?
No. He was staying over with some friend of Kirsty's. Hey, have we got any more big pans?
Bottom right-hand cupboard. There's that big casserole.
Oh, great. Well, can't see it.
Oh, let me do it. Mm. Look, the bucket's pretty well full now. Why don't you take that and make a start?
Oh, okay.
I'll put more pans in to boil.
Right. You know, when I was a kid, this was a regular job defrosting the parlour.
We've got so used to mild winters, haven't we?
Yeah.
Autumn sliding gently into spring.
Oh, it's going to be like this for most of the week, according to the forecast.
Well, after you've done the milking...
If I ever get that far...
We'd better check over the pipe, see if we can't improve the lagging a bit.
Wake up.
Hmm?
You said you wanted an early call.
What did I say that for?
I've made you a cup of tea.
Oh, you're an angel. Oh.
Not that you deserve it.
What have I done now?
Soggy towels on the bathroom floor.
But Adam...
The whole point of a heated towel rail is to dry out the damp towels.
I know.
How do you do it?
What?
You run the tidiest kitchen in the country, and you're a total slob at home.
Look, I work with a lot of very sharp knives, remember?
How would you feel if your sous chef dropped tea towels on the floor?
He does, all the time. I've threatened to cut his fingers off, but doesn't do any good. Oh, you make the best cup of tea.
What am I going to do with you?
Well, look, I have to go and cook Sunday lunches in an hour or two so you can dust and tidy till your heart's content.
Ian.
What?
I don't like dusting and tidying any more than you do, which is why I put my things away. Anyway, I've got to go to work too.
Have you?
Why do you think I'm up and dressed?
I thought all the lambing was done.
Not completely. And the casuals don't come in at weekends.
And is your mum cooking you Sunday lunch?
No. I'm going to the pub, actually. So I'd meet Alistair.
Come on. In you come. Yeah, I know. You should have been milked 2 hours ago.
How are you doing?
Oh, last lot.
Poor thing, standing there waiting all this time. It's one of the things Sam's always going on about, sticking strictly to the timetable, milking at the exact same time.
Yeah, and whose fault is it we're running so late?
I know.
I tell you, he's not having another day off until at least April. Half a mind to leave the door open again tonight.
Oh, don't be so cruel.
Well, just so he can have the pleasure of thawing the place out himself.
When's he due back?
He's not due back till this evening. Got to do the afternoon milking as well.
That's a shame.
And why?
The boys are going over to Shuler's, so I thought we could make a start on the living room.
Oh, no.
It's got to be done, David.
I know, but, you know, if the boys are going to be out...
It looks terrible with the wallpaper hanging off.
We just curl up on the sofa and, you know...
What?
Watch a movie.
But I haven't spoken to Joe Grundy.
Well, he knows all about it.
Although I did tell Bert, so...
Oh, Jolene!
What?
It's going to be all around the village.
So? You don't think our customers have a right to know?
Caroline did say it was confidential.
But she's dropping us right in it, Sid. So I really don't see that we owe her any favours.
It just makes me very uneasy.
Well, it's done now. People was bound to find out.
Oh, my goodness, it's cold out there.
Afternoon.
Well, nice and warm in here, though.
Fine, is it?
Yeah, thanks. You haven't seen Alistair, have you?
Not this morning, no.
I'm supposed to be meeting him.
There's customers in the ploughman, Sid.
Yeah. All right. I'm going.
Can I ask you something, Adam?
No, what?
Your grandfather used to run this pub, didn't he?
Yeah. Hmm.
So how would you feel if the old place were taken over by one of the big pub chains?
Why do you ask? You're not selling up, are you?
Oh, we're not, no. Not Sid and me. Ah, that's £2.60, please.
Oh, right.
Unfortunately, our business partner has decided to bail out.
Your business partner?
Caroline Pemberton.
There you go.
And she's made it perfectly clear that she's going to sell to the highest bidder. She don't give a monkey's if they strip the old place out and turn it into a theme park.
Well, that's not going to happen, is it?
I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. I mean, she announces it out of the blue, no warning, says, do we want to buy her out? As if we've got that sort of money. And then says, either we find a new partner or she'll sell to whoever offers her the best deal.
But why?
Because Jack Woolley's getting shot of Grey Gables.
What?
And she wants to buy it. It's supposed to be a big secret. I'm surprised you don't know, though. I mean, you are family.
But I knew Jack was selling off some of his assets, but Grey Gables?
So she can't bear the thought of it falling into the hands of some chain. But she's perfectly prepared to let that happen to the bull. Oh, excuse me. Yes, sir, what can I get you? Yeah.
Hello, gorgeous.
Yeah, Ian, hi. Look, I've just heard something rather alarming.
What?
Jack. Apparently he's selling Grey Gables.
What?
Has anyone said anything at work?
No. No, it's the first I've heard of it.
It's hard to believe, isn't it? Although, he has been getting rid of so many of his business interests. But if it's true, why hasn't Gran said anything to me?
Quite. Well, so who told you?
Jolene.
Jolene? Are you sure this isn't just a bit of pub gossip got out of hand?
No, I'm pretty sure it's true.
But, oh, Lord. I mean, this could change everything.
Which is why I rang you straight away.
A new owner? Well, I mean, they're likely to want things done differently.
Look, how about if I come to the hotel and meet you at the end of your shift? We'll go straight round to the lodge and talk to Gran, okay?
Yeah, okay. See if we can find out what's going on.
Yeah, see you in a bit then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Everything all right?
Not really, no. Jolene's just told me about Caroline and the pub.
Oh, has she?
And Grey Gables. Had no idea.
No. We didn't see it coming either.
Bit of a shock.
Look, I know I'm probably shutting the stable door, but do you think you could keep it to yourself?
Why?
Because, well, it's not public knowledge yet.
But if Jolene's told me...
Yeah, and you're not the first, believe me, but Jack did ask Caroline not to spread it around, and she told me in confidence. The staff at Grey Gables don't know yet.
They do now.
What?
I just told Ian.
Oh, no.
So it'll be all round the kitchen already, and round the rest of the place by tea time.
Toy Story, Cinderella. I haven't watched these in ages. The Princess Bride.
Oh, that's Pip's favourite film.
Yeah, when she was 10.
Oh.
Madagascar.
Oh, hide it, please. They've watched it every day since Christmas.
But Ben loves it.
Yeah, so did I the first 15 times.
You do exaggerate.
No, I don't think I could bear to sit through it again. Mind you, if there's a choice between that and a parish council meeting.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you know Lillian and Matt are off to Gran Canaria?
No. But I can't say I'm surprised.
It means she'll miss her first council meeting.
Oh, terrific.
After all that fuss she made about getting elected.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, it's just there's another loose corner
no,
here.
No, don't pull it off.
Just want to see what's underneath.
It'll make a mess.
We're going to strip it anyway.
Well, let's do it properly, shall we? Clear the room first. Why don't you fish out all the toys that have been dumped behind the sofa?
Okay.
Here, put them in this box.
Oh! Look, here's Josh's lightsaber. He was looking for that.
I'm sure there's all kinds of long-lost treasures behind there.
It's really not fair, is it, love?
What?
Well, why do we have to spend our Sunday thawing out frozen pipes and tidying up after the kids? Why can't we fly off to Gran Canaria for some winter sunshine?
Oh, no. This is just what I didn't want to happen.
Oh, sorry, Peggy.
but lots of people seem to know.
I was planning on telling the staff later this week. The advertisement's coming out on Thursday.
I see.
How on earth did you find out?
I was in the Bull.
The Bull?
Jolene told me.
Oh, so it'll be all round the village.
She said Caroline was having to sell her share of the pub.
Caroline, of course.
Because she's hoping to buy Grey Gables.
I can't believe she could have been so indiscreet.
The thing is, Gran.
Oh, dear.
This could be a pretty big deal for us.
It depends on who buys, you see.
I can assure you, Ian, we'll do our best to ensure that your job is secure.
Oh, I'm sure you will, Peggy.
Apart from anything else, you're a major asset. The new owner isn't going to want to lose you.
Well, but will I want to work for the new owner?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, it's a worst-case scenario. Suppose it's bought by one of the big chains.
Yes.
Well, hotel chains go in for central purchasing. I'd be expected to source my food according to some corporate master plan. And I can't work like that.
Oh, I'm sorry, but...
Everything I've been trying to achieve since I took this job is about local sourcing. No seasonal food, creating menus around what's available.
Ian, I don't want to sound unsympathetic, but you're young and talented. If you didn't want to stay, you could easily get another job.
We've just bought a house.
And I'm very happy in Ambridge.
You can't tell me that there aren't plenty of hotels and restaurants in South Borsetshire who'd be delighted to employ a chef of your calibre.
Well, yeah, maybe, but...
And anyway, if Caroline and Oliver succeed in buying Grey Gables, they'll want you to stay.
And I'm sorry to ask you, Gran, but... Well, do you think they will succeed?
I can't answer that, Adam. But if they do, they'll want to keep the character of the place exactly as it is.
Yes, I'm sure they would, but...
All I know is, from what Caroline says, they haven't got sufficient capital to buy it outright. They're trying to form some kind of partnership.
It's a tall order. I mean, I hope they make it, of course I do.
And so do I. For Jack's sake, the sooner the better.
Right. Well, thanks, Peggy. I mean, do you have any idea when you might hear from them?
No, Ian, I'm sorry. But I'll be going to see Caroline tomorrow. You can be sure of that.
Whoa, Nimrod, whoa, boy.
I wish I was coming with you.
Well, why don't you?
Oh, next week, maybe.
You keep making excuses.
It's not an excuse.
I know it's not the same anymore.
You know how things are at work.
Trail hunting can never match up to the real thing, but it's still a good day out, particularly on a day like today.
It's lovely, isn't it?
A gallop across the frosty fields with hounds in full cry. Well, they don't know they're chasing a false trail, do they?
No.
And we've got to keep it going. You know that as well as I do. Whoa, whoa, steady, boy, steady.
Oh, by the way, you know there was a message from Peggy on the answer phone last night?
Yes.
Well, I called her back. She wants to come and see me this morning.
What about?
She wouldn't say. She was a bit, I don't know, distant somehow.
Well, maybe she's had an offer.
Oh, not yet, surely. The ad isn't out until Thursday.
Yes, but the agents have the details for ages. You can't tell me he hasn't been putting feelers out.
Maybe. Anyway, she said, could you come and see me first thing?
Well, you better get into work then, hadn't you?
I'll see you later.
Bye. Walk on, boy. Go on.
Have a good day.
And you.
Brass monkeys out there.
Thought you'd gone to work.
No, just dropped Phoebe off at school. Realised I'd left my notebook here on the kitchen table.
Oh, wondered what that was.
I've got a school party later this morning. It's got my trusty session plan in it. What are you doing?
Looking at recipes.
Whatever for?
Dad wants me to teach him how to cook. I don't know where to begin.
Oh, I see. Well, what was the first thing you ever learnt to cook?
I don't know. Fairy cakes, probably. And chocolate brownies. Oh. I can remember Mum showing me how to make those.
Yeah, probably not the most useful thing to teach Mike.
I don't think Mum ever bought a cake in her life. Whenever the oven was on, she'd say, I'll just knock up a sponge.
Mm, I know.
Or some scones or rock buns.
Yeah, but if your dad wants a cake, you can go down the shop. Bought cake is not a sin, you know.
No, I know, but...
What he needs to know is how to make mashed potato and how long to boil rice.
I'm sure he knows that already.
I wouldn't bank on it. Have you ever seen him cook a meal?
Good point.
Hey, Mum used to do everything for him.
Yeah. So if I start with some, like, simple supper dishes, do you think he'd be up to that?
Shepherd's pie, pasta, that sort of stuff.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'll do.
And I'll pop in the shop on my way home and buy some frozen pastry. Teach him the idiot-proof way to make a pie.
Can I come in?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise.
Oh, that's all right, I'm just going.
No, no, you don't have to rush off.
Do, actually, I'm late for work. Right, see you later, Bray.
Okay, bye.
Sorry.
What for?
Walking in like I own the place. Thought you'd be on your own.
Well, I would have been. I mean, I am now, so... would you like a coffee?
I can't stop, actually. I'm on my way to Home Farm. I just wondered if you'd come to any decision about your birthday.
Oh, not really, no.
Only you thought you might want to stay at home with your dad.
No, I think that's a bad idea. We just spend the whole time, you know...
Missing your mum.
Exactly. So I think I'd rather go out and... Oh, I don't know, Tom, just not be at home, really.
Okay.
Must be difficult for you.
What?
John actually died on your birthday, didn't he?
Yeah. Does tend to blight the occasion a bit.
I bet.
So, what do you fancy doing? Shall I tell everyone to meet in the bull and we can have a few jars?
No, I don't think... Can we just go out? Just the two of us?
Yeah, sure.
Have a quiet meal somewhere. Maybe go to a film?
If that's what you'd like.
Would you mind?
Of course I wouldn't mind.
Sure?
Brenda, I'd love it.
Good. How's the gourmet grills thing coming along?
Great, yeah. I told you Brian's agreed to finance it.
Yeah. And you were going to start looking around for a van?
Well, I found this dealer up in Lancashire. I know it sounds like a long way to go, but they specialise in refrigerated vehicles.
So you're going up there?
On Wednesday. Dad's coming with me.
Oh, good. Is that good?
Yeah, it's great. He knows a lot more than I do about engines and stuff.
He restored that sports car, didn't he?
Yeah.
It's a good idea to involve your dad anyway.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm. So, have you got any plans for Wednesday night?
Not as far as I know.
Well, why don't we meet for a drink? Then I can tell you how we got on.
Have you spoken to any of the staff this morning?
I've only just arrived. Why?
So you haven't heard the gossip?
Gossip?
You must be the only person who hasn't.
What gossip?
News has somehow leaked out that Jack is selling Grey Gables.
Oh, no!
The staff all know, and it's apparently the talk of the ball.
How on earth did that happen?
You tell me.
What?
I asked you very particularly, Caroline, to keep the information to yourself.
But I haven't told anyone, except Oliver. And Shula.
Shula?
Oh, but she won't have said anything. She knows how sensitive the information is.
Well, if it wasn't Shula, who was it?
I did tell one other person.
Oh, Caroline.
Who promised me he wouldn't say a word.
This is exactly what I didn't want to happen.
I'm really sorry.
I've already had a visit from Ian, who is understandably very concerned for his future.
Oh, dear.
And it was impossible to hide from Jack the reason for his visit.
Oh, no.
So not only are the staff concerned for their future, but Jack is in a state of high anxiety about the whole business.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This really should not have happened.
No, it shouldn't. And with a little more discretion on your part, it wouldn't have. However, it has. And we must do the best we can to limit the damage.
Yes, of course.
Jack is insisting that he wants to talk to the staff himself.
Is that a good idea?
Probably not, but he won't rest until he's done it. And we do need to try and allay their fears and answer any questions they may have.
You were going to make the announcement on Wednesday.
So we'd better bring that forward. What about this afternoon?
Oh, the conference rooms are all in use, I'm afraid. The staff are pretty much at full stretch.
Tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow will be better.
Fine. But I suspect you'll have to deal with a lot of very worried staff in the interim.
Caroline, have you... Oh, I'm sorry, didn't realise you were busy.
It's all right, Roy, I'm just leaving. So you'll set that up for tomorrow, will you, Caroline?
Yes, I'll give you a ring to confirm the time.
Right, I shall wait to hear from you. Good morning.
Goodbye. Now, Roy...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
But let me guess, you've heard a rumour.
It's not true, is it?
Look, I think you better sit down.
Go on, out the way, you daft thing.
Hiya, Bren.
Oh, hello. I was just coming to do the eggs.
I've only just started collecting them. You can do the packing if you like.
Not very much. Do you know if Neil managed to get in touch with Adam?
Yeah, he's fine about us borrowing a polytunnel if the hens have to come in.
Oh, that's great. So if there was a bird flu scare...
Yeah, we could get them under cover pretty quickly. Is Phoebe coming out?
She's just changing out of her school clothes. Here she comes.
Who?
My stalker.
What?
That hen? She's got this fixation. She always comes rushing over, starts pecking around my feet.
See?
Look at her.
You mean you can recognise individual birds?
Yeah, am I a sad person or what? You know you're in trouble when you start being able to tell one chicken from another.
It's not a bad thing. When Mum first got the hens, there was one particular one who was an escape artist.
Ginger?
Yeah, that's right, Ginger. She's a character.
Oops, sorry. Sorry.
Did you step on her?
Well, she will keep pecking around under my feet. Well, go on, get away with you.
You should give her a name.
No, not getting into personal relationships with these birds. Mm.
Dotty.
Dotty?
Don't you think it suits her?
Brenda, you really should get out more.
Look, she's coming back.
Yes, I know. I can't shake her off.
Come on, Dotty.
Don't encourage her.
No, you see, she's not interested in me. She only cares about you.
Yeah, well, your affection is sadly misplaced, Dotty.
Oh, don't be nasty to her.
Anyway, how was the cooking lesson?
Oh, brilliant. We did a pasta bake with tuna.
Great.
Well, when I say we, I just sat there and gave Dad instructions. He did all the work.
Oh, and it came out okay?
Yeah, perfect. He was so chuffed.
Oh, good.
I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world to cook.
Yeah, but it looks dead impressive when it's done.
Hayley?
And he obviously felt a real sense of achievement.
Is that Roy? Roy, what's the matter? Why are you home? Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I've had some... Well, I can't believe it, really.
Oh, no. What's happened now?
Jack Woolley is selling Grey Gables.
What? No!
Yeah, right out the blue. I mean, last I heard, he wouldn't think of it.
Does that mean... I mean, is your job on the line?
Could be, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, Roy.
Not necessarily, surely. Don't the new owners have to, like, honour existing contracts?
Well, in theory, maybe, but that's not what actually happens, is it? I mean, you buy a place like Grey Gables, you want to bring in your own management team, don't you?
I don't believe it.
I went and asked Caroline. She's known for weeks and weeks.
And she didn't say anything?
Nothing. I really thought we had a good relationship, her and me. That she'd tell me stuff like that, something that's going to affect my whole future.
What did she say?
That Jack and Peggy had told her in confidence and that she wasn't at liberty to tell anyone else.
But you're not just anyone.
Well, exactly. I thought we were friends.
This is really bad timing, isn't it?
Oh, it couldn't be worse.
If it happened at any other time...
I know. We can't leave, can we? Not with Dad as he is. Not now.
Hello?
I'm in the sitting room.
Oliver! How lovely!
Yes, I was home by 12, so I lit the fire.
Why, what happened?
Well, poor old Nimrod went lame on me.
Oh, no.
Yes, well, I think he's like the rest of us, not used to this cold weather.
Is it bad?
No, not really. Very swollen, so I had Alistair take a look. It's just a sprain, but he won't be going out again for a week or two.
Oh, poor thing.
Yes. Anyway, how was your day?
Oh, I've known better.
What did Peggy want?
To haul me over the coals.
What for?
Apparently word has leaked out that Jack's selling.
Oh, no.
And I'm to blame, according to Peggy.
Why should it be your fault?
Well, to be honest, I think it was. I told Sid, you see.
And you think he spilled the beans?
Well, that's where the rumour seems to have come from. The bull.
But surely you told Sid it was confidential.
Yes, of course I did. I just felt so bad. I mean, I know it's hit them hard, me selling, and... It may not be easy for them to find another investor. So I thought if I took Sid into my confidence, it'd sort of, oh, you know...
Soften the blow a bit.
I can't believe he's gone and told the world.
So who knows?
Everybody.
Oh.
It's all round Grey Gables. Everyone wants to know what's going on.
Oh, poor you.
Oh, I feel awful. They're all coming to see me, all worried and insecure.
It must be very difficult.
Oh, you're not kidding. And the worst of it is... I've got absolutely nothing to tell them.
What's the matter, eh? You lost your mum? Come on, then. Let's see if we can find her.
Is
Is that an orphan?
No, just can't find his mum. Aha, that's probably her. Let's see if they recognise each other. Is that yours?
Yes.
Yeah, they belong together all right.
I brought you a flask of coffee.
Brilliant. This is just what I need.
How's Ian?
Oh, you know.
Still leaving his clothes all over the floor.
Yes, but somehow it doesn't seem to matter anymore. Not when there's this sword of Damocles hanging over his future.
Oh, darling, don't exaggerate.
Well, it's just... he loves Grey Gables. It's his perfect job. And if new owners come in and start throwing their weight around, he'll walk away. I know he will.
And walk straight into another job. Find it difficult now, will he?
Well, maybe not, Mum, but...
he could even start his own restaurant.
Ah, you need a bit of capital for that. And all our money's tied up in the house.
Oh, don't despair, darling. Things will work out, you'll see.
Wish I shared your optimism.
Oh, I just had Gran on the phone again. She's so worried about Jack.
Oh, I feel really guilty about that.
Don't be silly, it's not your fault.
I was so focused on Ian, I didn't think what it would do to Jack.
Well, it was bound to get to him sooner or later, once the gossip started to spread.
He'll be very upset.
Yes, he's insisting on talking to the staff himself this morning. Mum's been trying to talk him out of it, but no, he won't budge.
He'll be all right.
Actually, I think he will. If you talk to him about Grey Gables, he's perfectly lucid. I think it was such a big part of his life, and for so long, it's still all there in his mind.
And the staff will appreciate it.
Yes, they will.
How are you doing, Anna?
Oh, fine. Just got to finish feeding this lot, and the drinkers in the past you need sorting.
I expect they're frozen again, aren't they?
Pretty much.
But you'll be okay for our meeting?
Yes, no problem.
How about you, Dolly?
What?
You going to come to our management meeting?
Oh, but I could do if you want me to.
We're not talking about anything special, are we?
Well, nothing specific, no. But I thought we might look at some of our options for the future.
So, you won't be coming to the meeting?
Somebody has to stay out here and hold the fort.
But you know what's happening?
Yes, I heard yesterday. And I had a long chat with Caroline.
I'm so sorry you all had to find out this way.
Well, that's Ambridge for you, isn't it? There's no way you can put a lid on the gossip.
We'd have told you in a few days, anyway.
Yes.
And all this trouble proves how right you are to be selling up, Jack.
It's sad, though. It's, well, the end of an era.
I suppose it is.
I mean, you've been running this place since, well, before I was born.
Is it really that long?
You bought it in 1962, dear.
Oh, long time before I was born.
From Reggie Trentham.
Who?
You don't remember him.
This is the trouble, you see, Roy. I'm getting a bit forgetful in my old age, and I do worry about things.
Don't we all?
Often about things that I don't need to bother with. And if I sell Grey Gables, then I'll know. That's one thing I don't have to worry about any more. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure it's the right thing to do.
Oh, good.
For you.
I'm so glad you understand.
But we'll be sad to see you go. All of us who've worked here over the years.
And will continue to work here. No one's going to lose their job.
Wouldn't bet on it.
It's the law. All employees of the business automatically become employees of the new owners under the same terms and conditions.
That's good, isn't it?
But it doesn't always work out like that, does it?
Doesn't it?
Well, if you took over a place like this, you'd want to bring in your own staff, wouldn't you?
But you can't be sacked, Roy.
No, I know, but if someone doesn't want you... if they want to get rid of you, they will.
But why would anyone not want you?
Well, they'll make your life really uncomfortable, so you end up, you know, resigning or taking redundancy or whatever.
You're a valuable member of staff, Roy. Nobody's going to want to lose you.
Well, that's kind of you to say so, but... well, suppose the hotel was bought by one of the big chains.
They're not going to want to change the essential character of the place, are they?
Maybe not, but... when you're working for someone you know, rather than some faceless corporation, well, it's like being part of a family. I know that sounds sentimental.
No, not at all.
But it's true.
I'm so glad you feel like that.
Jack may be going, Roy, but most of the staff live locally, and that's what's important to any employer.
Yes, I know, but...
and if the majority of the staff stay on, the atmosphere is unlikely to alter very much.
But it's things like... well... you remember when we did the refurbishment the year before last? So I was only a junior employee, but you encouraged me to get involved.
And you did a wonderful job, didn't he, Peggy?
It was a great success, yes.
But if this had been a part of a chain, they'd have brought in their own designers, and I'd never have been asked for my opinion.
Oh, you're here. Thank goodness.
Morning, Caroline.
I was beginning to worry.
We've just been explaining things to Roy. You see, he won't be able to come to the meeting because, why was it, Roy?
Because somebody has to stay on reception to look after the guests.
Oh, yes, of course. Very important.
Well, if you're ready, everyone's gathered in the main conference room.
Good. Come along then, Jack. Let's get this over with.
You mean we're actually making a loss?
Not when you take the single farm payments into account.
Yeah, but the single farm payment's supposed to be divorced from production. It's irrelevant to whether the enterprise is profitable.
So, well, just so I'm clear, we're actually losing money on every acre of arable we grow.
Yes.
The wheat, the rape?
Pretty much everything. It's costing us more to grow than we can sell it for.
But that makes no sense at all.
Well, that's why we're having this discussion. Well, if we can't grow arable without subsidy, then, well, maybe we should consider doing something else.
The strawberries make a profit.
Yeah.
So does the venison. Even Tom's sausage business.
Yeah, but these are tiny enterprises.
All ripe for expansion.
Okay, but they're always going to occupy a very small part of this farm, compared to our acreage of cereals.
But if the price you're getting is, well, it's so low that it won't even cover your costs, why does anybody continue to grow cereals? Why doesn't everybody just stop?
Oh, well, that's one option.
Seriously?
Yeah, we could sell up, retire, buy a nice villa in the south of France.
Well, you don't want to do that, though, do you?
No, I certainly don't.
You get bored after a couple of weeks.
Well, alternatively, we could put the land down to a simple low-input system, grow clover lays for 2 or 3 years and then plough it in.
Like Tony does?
Well, it's the same principle, yes. And that'd put a bit of fertility into the soil and we'd grow some low-input cereals.
Goodness, how he'd gloat. Home farm finally converts to organic.
No, it wouldn't be organic. Though we'd try and keep spraying to a minimum to keep the cost down. And it would all be done by contractors. We'd have to get rid of Jeff and Andy.
Which would make it pretty difficult to manage the other enterprises.
Yes, yeah, you'd have to put on your overalls and wellies every morning, Jenny, and get stuck in.
Don't be silly, darling.
Or we could hang on in there and wait for the cereal price to rise.
Oh, is there any likelihood of that, then?
Oh, yes. Because every arable farmer in the country is having this conversation. We're losing money, is it worth carrying on?
Mm. And some of them are going to give up and settle for that villa in the south of France.
Which means the supply will dwindle, creating a shortage, which should push prices up.
True. So it might be worth holding on.
It's a gamble, with cheap grain coming in from Eastern Europe.
Places like Hungary?
Well, these days it's more the Ukraine and Belarus. And it's impossible to say where prices are going to finish up.
But you think it's worth hanging on for a bit to, well, see how things go?
If we can keep our losses to an absolute minimum.
Hmm. What we really need to do is get some more contract work.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Make more efficient use of our manpower and machinery.
But where are we going to find it? And all the farms round here are already covered, either by us or someone else.
Well, we could try and get the estate contract back.
Yeah, I thought that's what you were thinking.
It would make all the difference.
Is there any chance of that?
Not really, no.
But you said Matt wasn't happy with the present arrangement.
It's not just him. There are several members of the board reckon the present outfit are doing a pretty poor job.
Are they?
Yeah, they're rubbish. They never do anything at the optimum time.
Well, they come from the other side of the county.
Yeah, I mean, they're operating over far too wide an area. So the estate land gets left till last, and they end up drilling late and then spraying late.
Well, then.
They're cheap, Jenny, very cheap.
But there must be a terrific cost in yield.
Of course there is.
If everything's getting done at the wrong time.
Yeah, yield is nowhere near as good as ours. But you've got to balance that against the fact that
they are very cheap.
Exactly, yes. And there's also the fact that Matt would never give the contract back to me in a million years.
Why not?
He just wouldn't. It's a personality thing.
Oh, very childish.
Well, that's Matt Crawford for you.
But he's not the entire board.
No, I know, but he might as well be. Whatever he says, the rest of them tend to go along with it.
Okay, so why don't I have a go?
What?
Approaching Matt.
You?
Well, why not? You can give me the figures for the estate, can't you? Inputs, margins, fixed costs.
Yes, but...
You know, I can do a comparison, prove to him that we could give better results and save him money. How can you refuse?
Very easily.
Oh, come on, Brian. Surely it's worth a try.
Oh, dear.
Come on. Come and sit down.
Oh, dear. Are we doing the right thing, Peggy?
Yes, Jack, we are. I'll pour you a nice cup of tea.
But they were all so angry.
Not with you, dear. Not with you.
Everyone said how sad they were to be losing you.
They made it quite clear that they understood your position and were very sympathetic.
But they're not happy.
They were very unhappy about the way they found out. And who can blame them?
Have some tea.
And you know what it's like, Caroline.
Help yourself to a biscuit.
If your staff are upset about something, if their minds are elsewhere, then levels of service start to slip.
I'll keep an eye on things, don't you worry. Now, I'll put your cup of tea down here. All right.
Thanks.
I think we managed to give them some reassurance. Their jobs are not threatened by this.
I don't think Ian was very reassured.
Ian wasn't at the meeting.
Ah, but he came to see us, didn't he, Peggy?
Yes.
He's done wonders for the reputation of the restaurant. It'd be a tragedy if we lost him now.
We won't be losing him, Jack.
The new owners would be extremely foolish to let him go.
He and Adam have just bought a house, you know.
Yes.
Ian will be fine. He's a talented chef and will never have problems finding work. I'm sure the rest of the staff will stay on here and be perfectly happy. It just came as a bit of a shock to them.
Has there been any interest?
The advertisement doesn't come out until Thursday.
I know, but your agent's had the details for some time. I thought he might have...
There haven't been any offers yet, if that's what you're asking.
No, I didn't expect... I just wondered...
But we do anticipate a lot of interest.
But Caroline has first refusal, hasn't she?
Yes, that's what we agreed.
And if she buys it, then the staff would have nothing to worry about.
I hope not.
That would be the best outcome for all concerned, I agree. But as we told you last week, Caroline...
We have 3 weeks to match any offer you receive.
Yes. And after that, I'm afraid, it goes to the highest bidder.
Well, you've just missed Kirsty, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's having lunch with Sam, so she knocked off a bit early.
Oh, well, never mind.
So, how are things?
Oh, you know, okay. I'm just on my way to Jack's to meet some old mates from Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, when are you going back?
Back?
To university.
Oh, soon, I expect. Week after next, maybe. I haven't really, you know...
Yeah, well, it's early days yet.
Yeah.
And what about your birthday?
Oh, I haven't really decided.
Meeting the bull, Kirsty thought, a few drinks, and then...
No.
No?
Sorry, Helen.
Oh, no, don't apologise.
I can't face, you know?
It's your birthday.
Parties and stuff.
You must do what you want.
Oh... Doesn't get any warmer out there.
Hi, Mum.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Brenda. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Can you clear me a bit of space, Helen?
Oh. Sorry. Put them down here.
Yeah, we're a bit short of black currants, so I brought some extra raspberry.
Did Dad and Tom get off all right?
Yeah, eventually.
Oh, it's today, isn't it? They're looking at vans.
Yeah. Going all the way to Lancashire for some reason.
Tom thought it was the best place.
Oh, he told you about it, did he?
He did mention it, yeah.
I'm so glad he asked Tony to go with him.
He was really chuffed, wasn't he?
Yeah. Nice to see him showing a bit of enthusiasm. Makes a change these days. You know my idea for the carrots?
Sorry, I'd better be off.
Oh, okay.
They'll be waiting for me at Jack's.
Right, well, I'll tell Kirsty you called in. She'll be sorry to have missed you.
Right, thanks. Bye.
Bye, Brenda.
See you.
Is she all right?
Still a bit sort of dazed, I think.
Hardly surprising. Anyway, tell me what you think of this.
These carrots have been grown with care at Bridge Farm, Ambridge. What's this?
I told you. I had this idea for packaging the carrots.
We grow crops organically because we believe in working with nature.
Yeah, I thought we could put something like this on the back of the bags.
You'll see that the organic carrots in this bag come in a variety of shapes and sizes.
It's a bit wordy, I know.
When vegetables are grown naturally, this is the sort of variety you get. Small carrots taste just as good as bigger ones.
And maybe a bit obvious.
So we're giving you the whole crop just as it comes from the soil on our beautiful farm. We hope you enjoy them.
You think it's over the top?
No, I think it's terrific. But you might have a problem selling it to Dad.
soon.
Matt!
Yeah.
Hey, Matt!
Ah, Adam.
I wanted to have a word.
Oh, it better be a quick one. I'm off on holiday tomorrow.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to be picking Lillian up in 20 minutes. She's decided she can't go to Gran Canaria without having her highlights done.
Actually, it's a business matter.
Oh, well, in that case, you better phone my PA. Make an appointment.
I already did that, but I just wondered if we could...
So, what about old Jack, eh? Hmm? Selling Grey Gables. Must have come as a bit of a blow, isn't it?
What?
You know, to you and your other half.
Well, yes.
Could find himself out in his ear, couldn't he?
Only if he chooses to quit.
So what are you going to do?
Nothing. For the moment, anyway. I mean, it all depends who buys the place.
Little bird tells me that Caroline Pemberton's going to be for it.
So she says.
Surprised she's got that kind of money.
Well, I don't think it's just
her. I mean, she's obviously not short of a bob or two, but Grey Gables.
I think the advertisement comes out tomorrow.
Ah, yes, by which time I shall be sunning myself by the pool.
Well, if you're interested, I'm sure Lillian could have a word with Gran.
Ah, I can wait till I get home. Nobody's going to buy the place in the next 10 days, are they?
I don't suppose so, no. Anyway, what I wanted
and
to
Caroline's
ask...
obviously got a problem raising the dosh if she's flogging off her share of the bull. I mean, that's not going to buy more than a couple of bedrooms, is it?
Look, Matt, I just wonder...
How much does she want for it, you know?
What?
Her share of the bull.
I haven't a clue.
Yeah, must look into that.
Is there any chance you could spare me half an hour?
Yeah, sure. When I get back.
I meant today.
Oh, come on, what's so important it can't wait for a week or so? You give Jade a ring and she'll fix you an appointment. Now, I've really got to go. Lillian gets in a strop if I'm late.
All right, I'll see you when you get back.
Oh, just one thing, Adam.
What?
This wouldn't be about the estate contract, would it? Because I have to tell you, we're perfectly happy with the present arrangement. Anyway, see ya.
Oh, great.
It is just perfect. I took a photo on my phone. There.
Very smart. Quite big.
Oh, let's have a look.
We decided it was worth going for a van with a long wheelbase and a larger engine capacity.
It has got to pull a heavy catering trailer after all.
How much?
$6,000.
Phew!
We could have gone for something cheaper, but I thought this one was worth a few quid extra.
So when are you picking it up?
As soon as I can get the money sorted. Next week, hopefully. How long will dinner be, Mum?
Well, I've just got to cook the sprouts.
And they're nearly ready to go on.
So, 10 minutes?
Okay. Just got to make a couple of calls.
You fancy going for a drink afterwards, Tom?
Well...
Celebrate your new venture.
I did say I'd meet up with Brenda.
Ah, okay.
Some other time, eh?
Hmm. Well, that's a shame.
Is that water boiling?
Yes.
Okay.
You fancy going down to the ball this evening?
No, not tonight. There's something I want to watch on telly.
Oh.
Why don't you ask Mike?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll go and give him a ring.
But before you do, Tony, can I just show you something?
Mm-hmm. What?
I took a photograph of the farm. Here.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Well, you were so unimpressed with my sketch last week.
Your sketch?
For the carrot bags.
Oh, you're not still on about that.
No. Listen, what I want to do is get someone to paint a picture based on this photo. Give it a nice homely feel. And then on the back, we describe exactly what's in the bag.
Pat, I'm sorry. I really think this idea is a non-starter.
Oh, come on, Dad.
No, I'm serious.
You had nearly half of a perfectly good carrot crop rejected.
Yeah, well, it's the way things are. We know that.
So why don't we try?
And they're happy with things the way they are.
And find a way around the rules.
They're not going to undercut their own labelled produce to sell our mixed bags. No matter how pretty a picture they've got on the front. No, I'm sorry, Pat, but you're letting your hopes get the better of your experience. Now... I'm going to go and ring Mike.
I don't know why I bother.
Don't give up, Mum.
The only reason I'm doing this is that he made such a fuss about his precious carrots being sent back.
I know.
But Tom thought it was a really good idea.
And so do I. Dad's out of touch, to be honest.
Do you think so?
Yes. I think supermarkets are getting the message that local food really sells.
That's what Tom said.
There are a lot of people out there who want to know exactly where the stuff comes from. And that's what your bag's going to tell them.
Yeah, but if Dad's not interested...
Do it yourself.
Oh.
Get a prototype bag made up and try it on a few supermarkets. If you can sell the idea, Dad's going to have to go along with it, isn't he?
I was wondering if you might like to come with me to collect it.
I've never driven anything that big.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have to drive it.
Hello, what can I get you?
Half a lager, please.
And a pint for me.
Okay.
No, no, we'd go up by car, and then you can drive the car back and I'll bring the van.
Okay, great.
Are you buying some new wheels?
Yes, I am, actually. Do you want to see a picture?
You're trading in that old banger of yours, are you?
No, this is my new business. There.
Oh, yeah. It looks like one of Jamie's toys.
It's a bit bigger than that, believe me.
What's it for?
Tom Archer's Gourmet Grills.
You are?
I'm going into the fast food business.
Was Brian okay about the name?
Oh, yeah. Thought it was great.
Brian Aldridge is paying for this, is he?
He's advancing me a loan.
Don't suppose he'd like to buy half a pub, would he?
Oh, shouldn't think so. You can always ask.
You might just do that. That's going to be £3.90, please, Tom.
Okay. There you go. That's right, I think. So, how was your day?
All right. Well, pretty disastrous, actually.
Why? What happened?
I went to have lunch with my mates from Radio Borsetshire. I was really looking forward to it, but...
There's your lager. Oh, thanks, Tom.
Sorry, go on.
Well, I haven't seen them since Mum died, and... Well, some people seem to get all embarrassed.
Yeah, I know. It's like the elephant in the room, isn't it? That everyone's desperately trying to avoid mentioning.
Did you get that after John?
Of course, all the time. Helen said when Greg died, people would cross the street to avoid her.
And they all kept saying, when are you going back to university? And I really don't want to talk about that.
Don't you?
I'm fine talking about Mum, but university... I don't know what to do, to be honest.
Well, you don't have to make a decision now.
But I can't leave it much longer. I'll never make up all the work. Only I can't leave yet. Dad's in no fit state.
Couldn't you start again in the autumn and repeat the year?
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder if perhaps that's what I should do. But then I have to sort out my student loan and everything.
Evening.
Oh, hello.
I thought you were bringing Mike for a drink.
Oh, he wouldn't come.
Oh, no.
Well, he said yes on the phone, but when I went to pick him up...
See, this is why I can't go back. He keeps telling me he's fine, but he isn't.
I did try to persuade him.
He'll just sit there all evening in front of the telly. And he won't be able to tell you what he's been watching.
Well, Hayley was there, so he's not on his own.
It would do him so much good just to get out of the house for an hour or two. It's not as if he hasn't done it a couple of times already.
Well, I'll try again, Brenda.
Thanks. It does make him feel better. It's just, at the moment...
Look, don't worry. I'll make it my task for this week to get Mike down the pub.
Evening all.
Oh, hello.
Hi there. Shall we go and sit over by the fire, Brenda?
Yeah, okay.
Excuse us.
Thanks, Tony.
Oh, it's okay. Thought you were off on holiday.
Yep, first thing in the morning. I've left Lillian trying to cram the contents of her wardrobe into a couple of suitcases. Now, what do you think, Jolene?
Oh, what's that, Matt?
Perhaps you can explain to me why a woman needs 15 dresses for a week by the pool.
Matt and my sister are off to Gran Canaria.
That's all right for some.
Yeah. I'll have a last scotch, please. And whatever Tony's having.
Oh, cheers. A pint of chasse, please.
So, I hear Caroline's bailing out.
Yeah. Dear old Guy Pemberton must be turning in his grave. You want ice in this?
No, Tom.
But, isn't she trying to make a bid for Grey Gables?
That's her excuse, yeah. But let's be honest. Does it matter who owns Grey Gables, eh? I mean, who in this village really gives a damn?
Shame to see that restaurant, guy.
You're about the only person lives around here can afford to eat there.
That's not that expensive.
Where is this place? What would Average be without the bull, eh?
Without the bull?
Caroline's done really well out of us this past couple of years.
You're surely not suggesting...
Earned a darn good return on her money.
The pub might close down.
No. If we can't find another partner, it'll like as not be snapped out by someone who'll want to buy Sid and me out, refurbish the place in their corporate colours, and then lease it back to us with all kinds of restrictions on what we can and can't do. Well, I'm sorry, but I prefer to do things my way. That's £6.40, please.
And one for yourself.
Oh, thanks, Matt. I'll have a small vodka.
Oh. Cheers, Matt.
You're very good health. So, Caroline's done quite well out of you, has she?
She has.
How well, exactly?
What?
You know, what sort of return has she seen on her investment?
Why, do you know someone who might be interested?
Might do. Who knows? I might even be interested myself.
was a bit uneasy about taking over.
Why?
Well, because it still feels like Betty's place.
Yeah. You'll soon make it your own.
Won't be taking over the post office for a few weeks yet. Got to do a training course.
Ah, so the chap who's been doing it...
Paul.
He'll be staying on, will he?
Yeah, for a bit anyway. It's quite a relief, actually. I need to do a good sort out in that stock room. Things have got a bit chaotic with different people doing the ordering.
I can imagine.
We've got tins of special Christmas biscuits, but absolutely no baked beans.
Disaster.
Delivery van's due this morning.
Well, I only came in to buy the Echo.
Oh, well, they're over here, look. I think I should have ordered extra copies.
Why? Oh, my goodness, Lillian and Linda.
It's a good photo, isn't it?
It must be a very slow news week if the parish council elections make the front page.
Trevor sent me the brochure. It looks grand.
Good. Last week I thought you were going to refuse to go.
Oh, you think India's a poor country. You should see some of the hotels we're going to be staying in.
A bit posh, are they?
Oh, ensuite, bathrooms, everything.
Wow.
I still shan't drink the water, mind.
So where exactly are you going?
Well, we start off in Delhi. That's the capital city.
Yeah, wasn't it built by the British?
New Delhi, that is.
When it was the imperial capital.
Now, they do say, the locals, that whoever builds a city on that site will lose it.
Do they?
Yeah, got the right of it there, didn't they?
Indeed.
Mind you, the British left some good stuff behind. They has a garden festival every year.
Do they?
In February.
When you were there?
Yeah, and I shall be very interested to see how their roses and dahlias measure up to mine.
I thought you were going to India to see the tigers and the Taj Mahal.
Oh, we are, we are.
Not to see if they can put on a better flower show.
The Taj Mahal's in Agra. We goes there later on. Oh, what's he doing here?
Morning.
Morning, Alan.
Oh, how do you, Vicar?
What can we do for you?
I wanted a bit of a chat.
Who with?
You.
Me?
And you look like you could use a hand carrying that lot indoors.
I've just been to do the weekly shop.
I can tell.
Now, did you know that basil is holy in India?
Basil who?
No, basil the plant.
I didn't know that, no, but...
Can you manage all those?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Come on, then. Let's go and have a cup of coffee.
I'll see you later, Bert.
Oh, yeah. Bye, Vicar.
Is he doing a pub quiz or something?
No, he and Frido are going on holiday to India.
What, really?
It's for their golden wedding.
You're kidding. They must have been kids when they were married.
And their sons bought them this trip for a present.
Good morning, Susan.
Oh, good morning, Councillor.
What?
Have you seen the Echo?
Oh, did they print the photograph?
Only on the front page.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear, just look at Lillian.
What?
Typical, leering at the camera like that.
Oh, she looks very happy.
Looks as if she's been celebrating a little too strenuously.
Well, he was very late by the time the result was finally announced.
Newly elected parish councillors Lillian Bellamy and Linda Snell toast their victory in Ambridge's historic by-election. They don't seem to specify the precise voting figures.
No, they don't.
Good. And I don't suppose it mentions that Councillor Bellamy had no sooner got elected than she left the country.
What?
Oh, yes. She's gone on holiday. So she'll miss her first council meeting.
Oh, that's a shame.
Personally, I don't see the point of getting involved in something like this unless you're going to take it seriously.
Well...
My first project is to do something about the state of the playground. So, could you put this in the window for me, do you think?
Well, okay.
It's a request for volunteers. We need to get a team together, like we did for the village pond.
Well, I didn't think there was anything wrong with the playground.
Susan, have you looked at it lately?
Well, not really, no.
No, well, it's a disgrace. Oh, and I'll take 3 copies of the Echo, please.
There you go.
Oh, sorry.
Help yourself to a biscuit.
Thanks.
And we can do it in a couple of weekends if we really put our minds to it. Mind you, the paper's terrible to get off, considering that bit just came off in David's hand. Everywhere else it's solid.
Yeah, it's tricky.
Yeah. Anyway, you didn't come round here to talk about wallpaper.
No.
Well?
It's Usha.
Oh, what's wrong?
What trouble is, Ruth? I don't know. She'd probably kill me if she knew I was talking to you, but... She keeps telling me she's absolutely fine about it. I just know that she's not.
About what?
About having lunch with the bishop.
Oh, I see.
Oh, she did tell you, did she?
About the invitation, yeah. She said you'd been to see him last week.
Yeah, he'd heard on the grapevine about the two of us.
She mentioned some letters.
Oh, yeah. Some of my more, well, what should we say, traditional parishioners take a rather dim view of their vicar going out with a Hindu.
Yeah.
But the bishop was absolutely fine. I mean, he's on our side. He's got no time for that sort of prejudice.
But that's the thing, isn't it?
He wants to meet her, just to get to know her as my partner. She's not going to get the third degree or anything.
No, I don't think she's worried about meeting the bishop.
So what is it then?
Well, you said it yourself. That sort of prejudice.
Oh, I'm being really stupid, aren't I?
You must have experienced it yourself when you were married.
Yeah, of course. It's just...
It wasn't easy for Usha when she first moved here.
And what happened?
I really think she should tell you herself.
Morning, Bert.
Oh, hello.
What are you doing?
Hey?
What are you doing up that ladder with a kettle?
The damn pipe's frozen.
Oh, dear.
I was trying to thaw it out with boiling water, but I don't seem to have done much good. Some don't get round this far, you see. Oh, I don't suppose they'll have this trouble in Delhi.
Delhi?
Yeah, I'm going to India next month.
India? You?
Yeah.
Whatever for?
Holiday.
Oh.
Did you know there's a place in India called Jodhpur?
Yes.
It's just like them horse-riding breeches.
Yes, that's where the name originated. Like dungarees and veranda and bungalow.
Bungalow?
Yes.
There's a place in India called bungalow.
No. At least I don't think so. It's one of the many words that have entered the language from the subcontinent and...
Oh, thanks ever so much, Ruth.
Well, good luck.
Ruth!
Oh, hello.
Oh, morning, Linda. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I can't stop, I'm afraid. Urgent parish business. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
What page of the Echo, eh? That's famous for you.
Bye, Alan.
Bye.
So, what can I do for you, Linda?
I was looking for David, actually.
He's out, I'm afraid.
Yeah, he's gone into Barchester. We could have told you that.
Well, perhaps you could give him a message?
Of course.
I'm a little concerned that Christine hasn't sent out an agenda for next week's meeting.
What meeting?
The parish council.
Oh.
Only I'm wondering if there'll be time to discuss my scheme for clearing up the children's playground.
Well, I'll tell you what you should be discussing.
What?
The bull.
The bull?
Yeah, Caroline Pemberton wants her money out.
But I don't think that's anything to do with the parish council,
Well,
Bert.
It should be. Oh, you don't want to go off on holiday and then come back and find I ain't got no local no more.
Can I tell you a story?
Does it have a happy ending?
Oh, yeah, it does, actually.
Go on, then.
When Catherine and I got married, we bought a house.
This was in Nottingham?
Yeah, just an ordinary little terraced house, you know, front door opening straight off the street, cobbled yard at the back. And, well, the neighbourhood was a bit run down, but we loved it. Anyway, we moved in, and then, about a week later, it started.
What?
Graffiti on the front door, dog shit through the letterbox.
Oh.
Look, I'm not going to go into the whole business of how we got it stopped, because it was quite a battle, and to be honest, I was ready to give up and move. But Catherine wouldn't. She always said, we can't let them win.
Why are you telling me this now?
Because you're not telling me what happened to you.
And how do you know anything happened to me?
I don't. I'm just guessing.
Have you been talking to Ruth?
She wouldn't tell me. She just said you'd been upset by the letters sent to the bishop. Which she implied had stirred something up.
Well, yes, they did.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because you were so happy. Because you were so thrilled about what the bishop said, and I didn't want to ruin it for you.
Oh, sure.
But when you told me about it, what I heard was, there are people out there writing letters because they hate me and they wish I'd go away. And it brought it all back.
What exactly?
I thought I'd not forgotten exactly, but managed to get beyond it.
And are you going to tell me?
Well, it happened soon after I bought this house. First of all, I was mugged. That was in Borchester. But then there was a brick through the window, and then... well, the place was trashed, basically.
Well, this cottage?
Yeah. Somebody broke in and spray-painted the walls. Packy go home. Poured sump oil on the carpet, and then... someone threw ammonia in my face.
Oh, Lord.
I was in hospital for quite a while.
And you stayed? Even after that?
I wasn't going to. I put the cottage on the market and the business. I had my own practice in those days, but... well, then, they caught the people responsible. One of them was Roy Tucker.
What?
I know. You look at him now, hard-working family man, pillar of the community.
I can't believe it.
It's true.
Roy Tucker?
He was very young and stupid. And when he realised what his mates were up to, he backed off. But I still... it was ages before I could be in the same room as him.
I'm not surprised.
But that was in the past, and I've forgiven him.
Really?
Yes, really. I never thought I could, but... well, it sort of creeps up on you, doesn't it? Forgiveness. One day, I realised I couldn't carry on humping that load of bitterness around with me, so I let it go.
That must have been so hard.
And I thought none of it mattered anymore, but then I hear about those letters to the bishop, and I realise there are still people out there who hate me, and... I'm not as strong as I thought I was.
Look, love, you stayed then. You didn't let them drive you away.
No, it was that close, believe me.
And you can't let them win now. You can't let people like that drive a wedge between you and me.
I won't. I won't let them do that.
So no more secrets, eh?
No.
Because together we can be strong. We can face anything, can't we?
Yes. Even lunch with the bishop.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone home?
Hold on, I'm coming.
Caroline?
Oh, hello, dear.
Oh, it is you. I saw a window open at the front and I knew all your tenants had gone.
I'm trying to air the place a bit.
I was afraid somebody might have broken in.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's nice to know one's neighbours are keeping an eye out.
Are there new people coming in?
No, I'm selling it. It's going on the market next week. But unfortunately, my last tenant had a penchant for fat cigars.
Hence the open window.
And the carpet in the sitting room looks dreadful. I'm going to have to get some cleaners in.
Right. So, why have you decided to sell now?
Oh, surely you've heard. If you haven't, you must be the only person in the village.
What, you mean about you and Oliver?
Yeah, we're hoping to buy Grey Gables.
Ah, yes, no, I did know that.
And that means liquidating all our assets, including the Dower House.
Yeah, it's not exactly the best time to be selling a house.
No, I know. It's a bit hopeless, really. But I'm beginning to think the whole venture's doomed.
Why'd you say that?
Oh, we're depending on an old mate of Oliver's to come in with us. And he's sitting on the fence. And I've got to sell this place at a time, as you pointed out, when the housing market's completely dead.
Yeah, plus your share of the bull.
You've heard about that.
Jolene has been...
blackening my name.
Well, I don't think you're her favourite person at the moment.
Oh, I'm not anybody's favourite person. All the Grey Gables staff seem to hold me responsible for endangering their jobs.
But if you're going to buy the place...
Oh, then none of them believe it's going to happen. If I'm honest, at the moment, neither do I.
Doing a grand job there.
Oh, hello.
Got enough firewood to see you through to Leicester, I should think.
Yeah, maybe.
Mind you, if it carries on as cold as this.
Did you want some?
No. Just call round to see how you do.
Well, as you can see, I'm doing fine.
Okay.
Helps to keep busy.
Yeah, it does.
Dulls the pain.
But you can't do that forever.
Yeah, well, I'll do it for now.
Okay. Carry on.
I will. No. This is ridiculous. We just can't...
Come on, come sit down.
I should offer you a cup of tea
or
something.
No, don't worry. Let's just sit here on the bench.
I can't. The trouble is, I'm just so useless on my own.
You're not on your own, Mike. You've got your family around you.
But they shouldn't be here. Should be getting on with their own lives. I keep saying to Brenda, when are you going to go back? She's only staying here because of me.
Well, is that what she said?
No.
Well, she's probably got her own reasons.
But the longer she stays, the more she's missing out.
And do you want her to go?
Yeah. No. I want her to stay with me. But she should go back to university.
Well, it's her decision, Mike. She's a grown-up girl. You cannot tell her.
She's trying to teach me how to cope on my own, giving me cooking lessons. Oh, I can't get the hang of it. Showed me how to cook pasta the other day with tuna, so I thought, oh, I'll do that for me lunch. Sure, she said boil the pasta for 18 minutes.
More likely 8, I should think.
Yeah, well, it all went all flabby and sticky.
But it's just a matter of practice. I mean, well, I bet when you first picked up an axe, you couldn't split logs as neatly as that.
Yeah, looks like Roy might lose his job on top of everything else. Well, there's nothing else round here. I mean, he and Ailey would have to move away. Can't bear the thought of being on my own in that big empty house.
Mike, there's no point worrying about what might happen in the future.
I can't help
it. Just got to concentrate on getting through one day at a time.
Daft thing is, I never wanted to have kids.
Didn't you?
Yeah. Kept saying to Betty, not yet. Not till we got a place of our own. But she, well, she took the matter in her own hands.
Did she?
And where would I have been now if she hadn't, eh? Then I really would have been on my own. I couldn't have got through the past weeks without Roy and Brenda.
Oh, yeah, they've been a real support, haven't they?
Well, they take after their mother, that's why.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, Roy, he's had his troubles in the past, of course he has.
Yes.
Kate, she just went right for him. It was a disaster, but if that hadn't happened, I'd never have had Phoebe.
No.
And since he's had Ailey, well, they're just perfect together. And if they was to move away and take my little granddaughter with them...
Come on, what did I just say? It's no good worrying about what might never happen.
But Brenda, she really should go back.
She'll go when she's ready, Mike.
I just wish they were still little. I can keep them here with me.
When my wife died, Amy was only 6.
Oh, you were lucky.
Well...
I didn't mean...
No. I suppose I was lucky in a sense. I had her to look after. But I felt so hopelessly inadequate.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Can't even cook pasta.
You know, the real thing that pulled me through...
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Tony.
All right.
Perfect timing.
What?
I was just telling Mike that when my wife died, it was my friends who got me through. Rescued me from the pit of despair.
Oh, well, I can't promise that, Mike, but I was hoping to persuade you to come down to the pub this evening.
Oh, no, Tony, I don't think I could face it. Not tonight.
Go on, Mike. You can tell Tony really wants to go.
Come in.
Is this a bad time?
What? Oh, Ian. No worse than any other.
You sound a bit fed up.
Sorry. It's been a bit of a trying week.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Come and sit down. What can I do for you?
I just wondered, well... Everyone's been in such a state about the hotel being sold off.
Oh, I know.
Whinging on about our jobs. Even Adam told me to put a sock in it last night.
Did he?
Or, rather, he told me that losing my job was no excuse for leaving me dirty socks on the kitchen floor.
The kitchen floor?
I know. I have terrible habits, but you don't need to know that, do you?
Maybe a little too much information there.
Well, at least it made you smile, and you haven't been doing much of that lately.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway... I just wanted to come and say, in the midst of all the kerfuffle and high drama, we've all rather overlooked something.
What?
Well, you.
Me?
And Oliver. You said you were hoping to buy the place.
Well, yes.
Now, wouldn't that be an answer to all our prayers?
Would it?
Of course. I mean, mean, if you owned it, you'd want to keep things pretty much the way they are, wouldn't you?
Oh, that's the whole reason for doing it. I can't bear the idea of Grey Gables turning into just another soulless corporate hotel.
Yeah, with a butter served in plastic-wrapped portions.
And there's no one to carry your bag.
Yeah, and dinner is frozen chicken breasts imported in bulk from Thailand.
Oh, I don't think any decent hotel chain would stoop quite that low.
Don't you believe it, Caroline? I know whereof I speak.
Oh, dear.
So if you can rescue Grey Gables from a fate like that, you will have my undying love and admiration.
Thank you. That's the most encouraging thing anyone said to me all week.
There just isn't anyone else in the village with that kind of money.
What about your sister?
What, Elizabeth? No chance.
No, I meant Shula.
Oh.
Her and Alistair do pretty well for themselves, don't they?
Well, she did have quite a lot of money from when her first husband died, but I think it's all tied up in the business, huh?
Which she bought from Mrs. Parford.
Mm-hmm.
So she must be fairly loaded.
Well, Auntie Christine, don't think so.
Oh, come on, Jolene.
Evening.
Evening. Oh, hello.
Oi. Mike. Good to see you, mate.
Yeah, how are you doing, Mike?
Oh, you know.
Pint, is it?
Oh, yeah, please. Same for you, Tony?
Yes, please.
So, how are things?
Oh, I'm getting by.
Didn't want to come down here this evening, did you?
Well...
You was in a couple of weeks ago, weren't you, Mike?
Yeah, went round Eddie's afterwards and all, but it's just...
I had to go round and drag him out today.
Coming down the pub here. It was always about...
Getting away from her indoors.
Jolene! No. No, that's it. That's exactly it. When you're married, everything you do... Some he relates to the other person. Anyway.
There you go. One pint of shot.
Oh. Darn. Mmm. Oh, now that's really nice. Cheers, Tony.
Good health, mate.
Can I get you something to eat, Mike?
No, Tart. I only made supper before he come out.
And he's learning to cook, aren't he?
Lost cause, I'm afraid.
It'll be 5:20 then, Tony.
David?
No, I'm all right, thanks, mate.
Brenda showed me how to cook this pasta thing. Easiest dish in the world, she said. Any fool can cook this.
Don't talk to me about pasta. I can never get it right.
There you go.
So it's not just me, then?
Oh, no.
I can cook rice. I'm good at rice.
And what about your son?
Tom? Oh, well, he can cook sausages.
Anyone can cook sausages. I can cook sausages.
And he's branching out into burgers, so he tells me.
Oh, you've heard about this, have you?
Tom Archer's summer or other grills?
Gourmet.
Gourmet grills, that's it. Brenda was saying...
I hear he's taking her out on Saturday.
What?
Brenda. For her birthday.
Oh. I thought she was going out with a gang of mates.
Well, maybe it is a gang of them. I don't know. Tom just mentioned it was Brenda's birthday. Anyway, you mean, any luck finding a new partner, Jolene?
Oh, I'm quite happy with Sid, thanks.
I'm glad to hear it.
No, I meant...
Have we found a replacement for Caroline?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
We were talking about it just before you came in, actually.
Yeah, who do we know in this village who's got apes of dosh to spare?
I know. What about Lillian?
Yeah, my beloved sister. She's rolling in it.
Yeah.
What do you ring?
Well, the trouble with Lillian, no offence, Tony, but she comes with baggage.
You mean Matt?
In a nutshell.
Yeah.
And he was sniffing around the other night. Made me very uneasy.
Why?
Wherever Matt Crawford goes, Stephen Chalkman... He's never far behind.
No, not necessarily.
Look what happened to the cat and fiddle.
No, he won't touch him with a barge pole. Well,
can't you get a mortgage or something?
We've already got one.
We'll get a bigger one.
We tried that.
Mm. Mortgage company said no. Bank said no.
Well, that is a surprise. I mean, this is a thriving business. You'd think they'd be bending over backwards to lend you money.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we should shop around a bit.
No.
Why not?
Well, to be honest... I don't want to be taking on that sort of debt. Not at my time of life.
You're not that old.
I'm 61.
No.
At my age, a lot of men have been thinking about retirement.
You don't want to retire, do you?
No, I don't. But, well, neither do I want to be working till I'm 85, paying off a mortgage.
Wouldn't be much fun, would it?
But if it was a choice between a larger mortgage and jumping into baby Stephen Chalkman...
No, I won't come to that. We'll find a new partner. Someone we can trust.
Oh, Sid. Another week and Caroline will be putting her holding on the open market. We're running out of time.